This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from PFF, he is Gordon McGinnis. Good morning to you, Gordon.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. We saw PFF says the Baltimore Ravens defense has dropped 8 interceptions, 6 total in the last 2 weeks. Yet while we sit here and we complain about the productivity or lack thereof of the defense, they had several chances on Sunday to get off the field against the Cleveland Browns and did not do that. What does PFF say about the rankings and the mishaps of this Ravens defense?
I think firstly on the dropped interception one, there is a little bit of noise there because, you know, defensive backs are not known for their ability to catch the football. So it's one of those ones where by the two games where they've had struggles there over the course of the season, that's probably going to even itself out. The bigger thing though is just how much they have struggled covering the middle of the field.
Right.
And they really struggled without Marlon Humphrey in particular last week. Having to have Jalen Armour-Davis play the entire game just left them really vulnerable on the back end in coverage.
And vulnerable in coverage. Also, I know they're doing well as far as statistically with the pass rush. They're tied for fourth with the Vikings, with the most sacks in the NFL. Why doesn't that seem like that?
I think it's because, and this is something that kind of has been true for the Ravens for a while, probably in the post-Terrell Suggs era, is that they don't really have like the guy like a lot of other teams have.
Yeah.
Like you look at against the Cleveland Browns, the Browns have got two guys. They've got Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith. When they went up against the Raiders earlier this season, they've got Max Crosby. They played the Steelers twice this season with T.J. Watt.
Right.
The Ravens have Kyle Van Noy and Odafe Oweh, who they've been good, solid pass rushers this season, but kind of up and down. And they're not guys who are just going to have that consistent game in, game out, whereby they put up 7-8 pressures and things like that, which makes it a little bit more difficult.
What do you make of the Broncos coming to town? Because, you play those on your schedule. They're 5-3. I think it's a little fraudulent when you look at it, especially what they've been putting up offensively. And I think you can run on this team, but, you could worry about Patrick Surtain on the other side, but the Ravens have so many weapons. I don't know that really matters this week. What are your thoughts?
I think on the defensive side of the ball, they definitely are impressive. And Patrick Surtain's the key player there, but there's other players that are standing out. You know, they've got good performance out of Levi Wallace in the secondary, Brandon Jones there. And on the defensive line, Zach Allen is one of the highest total number of pressures in the NFL. So they can definitely cause the Ravens some problems on defense. I do agree with the sentiment, though. I think even if you go back to the Browns game this past week, Lamar Jackson was pressured on 21 of 43 dropbacks, almost 50% of his dropbacks, which is huge, a huge number. Anytime you get beyond 40, that generally leads to quarterback play just falling apart and not working out. And Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense were still able to make plays in the passing game in that game. So I do think the Ravens, as good as the Broncos defense have been, should still be able to put up enough points here.
Gordon McGinnis from PFF joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Gordon, the Ravens had Zay Flowers, they had Rashad Bateman, they had Nelson Agholor, and now they traded for Deontay Johnson. What does he bring to that receiving core?
I think he had some good depth. I think we saw earlier this season when there was a game where Zay Flowers got hurt and missed a few plays. I think with Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman, the Ravens have two like good wide receivers. I think Zay Flowers is the top guy there. But they're both good at generating separation. One of the things we track at PFF is how often a player gets separation when the defense is actually trying to prevent it. Deontay Johnson ranks 20th among all receivers there, so they've now added that extra bit of depth. And if they do suffer an injury to either Bateman or Flowers, I think they would feel pretty confident with the other one of those guys and Deontay Johnson being the top two receivers on the field. And it just adds a little bit more depth there. It means they aren't as reliant on those two guys should they suffer any injuries. So given the fact that they got Johnson for what will probably work out being about a 15-pick drop in the 2025 NFL draft and only about $600,000, I think it was a pretty smart deal to make.
You know, earlier you mentioned the middle of the field being open on defense consistently. We've been discussing this, obviously. I don't know if you see this when you're doing the analysis, but to me, it looks more, it's not so much being, you know, without, say, Marlon, as they don't look like they're in the right position. They look confused. It seems like the safeties are looking at each other. They're looking at the cornerbacks. Cornerbacks looking at the safeties. To me, it's an indication that they're just not fully prepared or just not in the right scheme.
It definitely has looked a little bit like that at times, and it's looked like they've been a little bit late to get things figured out. I think the other problem is, as uncomfortable a conversation as it is when you're paying them as much as the Ravens are, like Roquan Smith just hasn't been as good as he was in previous years. He's like a step or so behind where he needs to be. Now, maybe that's tied into those communication issues because as the leader of the defense, that would impact him quite a bit because he would be having to communicate those things. And if they are late to getting those things, that would have an impact. But I definitely think I've seen a lot of calls for trying to simplify things and try and avoid some of that confusion. And I definitely think that's worth exploring as something to try to allow the players to start making some plays again.
Gordon, I'm kind of curious your opinion on this because, you know, we have the election next week and I'm just curious about foreign affairs. The NFL is sending the Panthers and the Giants to Germany. Do you have any concerns that this could start World War III? Because nobody wants to watch that.
I think the good thing for the NFL is that the German football fan base is rabid. They love the NFL. They love their own. You know, they've got a big factor in the European League there. So as much as this is one of the worst games that the NFL could send there this season, probably even worse than it looked on paper when it was announced and it didn't look great at that point. The German fan base, I think, are still going to be pretty excited to get this game, so the NFL will probably manage to survive causing an international situation that way.
If you say so, I'll believe you.
Gordon McGinnis, tell folks all about PFF.
Yeah, like I said, some of the new things we're doing this year is pushing some of the new metrics that might make their way into our premium stats product out there. So you can find things like those separation metrics and lockdown metrics for cornerbacks in article form on PFF.com.
Thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.